Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. It's called Beyond Bali. I don't know if you've been to Bali before, Indonesia. There is a very famous island there called Bali, but you can explore more than just Bali. Well, we're going to learn more about this, and our lesson talks about a lot of different interesting places that have interesting scenery and very interesting animals. Of course, one animal we already learned about was the Komodo dragon. But Carolyn, have you ever seen anything else like this? Maybe an unusual or special place that had beautiful scenery or interesting animals?
Well, it's interesting that the article is called Beyond Bali because when I was in Bali, mm-hmm. I went hiking and there was a beautiful cliffside view and there were monkeys everywhere. So it was great for taking pictures, and there were all of these monkeys, which was something I really wasn't used to seeing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be used to that either. I think some interesting scenery that I saw, some beautiful scenery, was in Yosemite, California. Just landscape that is unlike anything I've ever seen before. When I went to visit Australia, I saw these big birds called the cassowary. They're quite dangerous, but quite colorful too. Very interesting. Well, we're going to learn all about some interesting things that Linda saw beyond Bali. Let's get started with the first part of our reading for today.
Beyond Bali. Explore the land of Komodo dragons. When thinking of an Asian vacation, many consider Bali, Indonesia, the beautiful island paradise. However, why stop there? An hour's flight southeast will land you on Flores, Bali before the tourists. Last fall, my husband and I went. After landing, we sailed to Komodo National Park. Declared a World Heritage Site in 1986, the park consists of three major islands, Komodo, Rinca, and Padar, and various smaller ones. We visited during the dry season, so the islands were brown and barren.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Everyone loves going on vacation. One of the best places to go is Bali, Indonesia. But in this month's travel article, we'll learn what else this exotic and wondrous country has to offer. But before we begin, here are your vocabulary words. Declare. Declare is a verb. Philip was declared the winner of the speech contest. Barren. Barren is an adjective. Few people can survive in this barren desert. Lumber. Lumber is a verb. The elephant lumbered toward the waterhole. Anchor. Anchor is a verb. The ship anchored in Hong Kong for a few days before continuing its journey. Raucous. Raucous is an adjective. Sharon's neighbors woke her up with their raucous party. Your more information words are World Heritage Site. World Heritage Site is a noun. Cockatoo. Cockatoo is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, let's get started. Beyond Bali, we read that first sentence says, explore the land of Komodo dragons. So we learned all about Komodo dragons yesterday. Now we're talking about where they live. Where they live. Explore the land of Komodo dragons. How do we start here, Carolyn?
We see, when thinking of an Asian vacation, many consider Bali, Indonesia, the beautiful island paradise. And a lot of people do think about going to Bali in Indonesia. I have been there myself. Have you been to Bali, Gabe?
I have not been to Bali. I have not been anywhere else in Indonesia, although I am looking forward to going so I can try their cow lung. Of course, you remember a few days ago, Carolyn said that she tried some cow lung in Indonesia. Well, I'm sure there's many things to do in Indonesia. But, however, why stop there? That means why stop at Bali? Of course, Bali is the most famous place, right, Carolyn?
That's right, and it is a very popular destination for many who want to take an Asian vacation. But an hour's flight southeast will land you on Flores, Bali before the tourists. So if you want to go to a place that has less tourists than Bali, mm-hmm. you could go to Flores. And we see this word land, mm-hmm. and it's kind of an interesting way to use this word, Gabe. Yeah. Can you explain it a little?
Yeah, it says that the flight lands you on Flores. So usually you think about maybe you're on an airplane and the airplane is landing, but here it's landing you at a certain destination. You could say the flight landed us in Taipei. But I also want to use this word in a slightly different way. Of course, maybe if you're a student and you're in class, you want to have a good attitude. Your teacher might say, you better be careful or your bad attitude might land you in the principal's office. That means because of this, because of your attitude, you will be at that place. So it will land you there.
That's right. So it can be used many different ways. And continuing, we see, last fall, my husband and I went. So Linda, who wrote this article, went to Flores with her husband. And I think we have something to learn with Ken and Steve in the information cloud.
As a traveler, how do you get a true taste of a foreign culture?
You can do what the author of today's article did and get off the beaten path. In other words, don't go to a place where there are already thousands of foreigners. Visit a place where there aren't so many tourists around.
That's right. Getting off the beaten path means more excitement and more adventure.
Okay, another way to get a true taste of a new place, go behind the scenes.
Now, behind the scenes normally means not known or meant to be known by the general public.
So if you go on a behind-the-scenes tour in a museum, a TV studio, or at a historic landmark, you will see and learn things that most others won't.
Of course, you should expect to pay more for a behind-the-scenes tour, but often it's worth it.
And now for the truest taste of a local culture, you must go native.
I like this one. You do this by going to a foreign country or faraway city and adopting the lifestyle and attitudes of the local people. A true taste indeed, but going native is not always easy to do.
我们去国外旅游要如何才能融入当地的人文风情？我们可以像今天这一课的作者一样 get off the beaten path。这个片语字面上是离开一般人常走的路，意思呢就是走比较冷门不寻常的路线。我们可以说他和他先生 got off the beaten path， 飞到一个还保存着开发前的原始风貌的岛上。我们来到一个地方呢，也可以试图 go behind the scenes。这个片语表示幕后的、秘密的、不公开的，所以一个 behind the scenes tour 就是一个一般游客无法前往的幕后探索。另外 go native 就是入乡随俗，采取当地人的生活方式。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, if you are a traveler, you want to have a true taste of where you are visiting.Let's continue with our lesson. After landing, we sailed to Komodo National Park. Well, Komodo National Park, it sounds like there are probably lots of Komodo dragons there. Isn't that right?
That's right. This is one of the few places in the world that you can find Komodo dragons is in Komodo National Park. And we see declared a World Heritage Site in 1986, the park consists of three major islands, Komodo, Rinsa, and Padar, and various smaller ones. So the park has three islands, and it was declared a World Heritage Site. Now let's take a look at this word declared. If you declare something, then you make it official. You name it something officially. How can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, usually I think of the courtroom when I think of this word declare. Someone is declared innocent or someone is declared guilty. In much of the world, people are innocent until proven guilty. And then after a trial or two, then you find out if they're really innocent or not. They are declared innocent or declared guilty. That's right. It becomes official.
That's right. And we see that Komodo National Park was declared a World Heritage Site. So it's a very, very special place, very unique in the world that it is able to get this name, a World Heritage Site.
And maybe you want to go online and look up World Heritage Sites, and you can see a list of other places in the world that are very valuable contributions, very important places. Well, we continue learning from Linda. We visited during the dry season, so the islands were brown and barren. All right, so if the rainy season was when they visited, then maybe it would be a little more green. But Carolyn, we see here that the ground was barren. What does that mean?
Well, if something is barren, then it's empty. There's nothing there. And many times I think of maybe a field is barren after the crop has been harvested and brought in.
All right, a field might be barren. Nothing is there. And of course, these islands were brown and barren. That means maybe she felt like things were kind of dead, like there was very little life there. So maybe if they visited during the rainy season, they would see a lot more green. Who knows? Well, we're going to continue learning something right now with Michelle in the language lab, and then we'll take a break.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 declare 这个动词。Declare 是指宣布或宣称。例如 ,the entrepreneur declared his intention to become the number one smartphone company. 这位企业家宣告他想要成为智慧型手机的龙头。他的名字是 declaration, D-C-L-A-R-A-T-I-O-N, 意思是指宣言、公告或者是声明。例如The declaration by the president ignited the war between the two countries. 总统的宣言燃起了两国间的战争。继续我们看的是 barren 这个形容词。barren 是指荒芜的或不毛的。例如 ,the barren field cannot grow anything. 这个不毛之地长不出任何的东西来。或者是 irrigating this barren area will require construction of a complicated watering system. 要灌溉这片荒芜的地区需要建构复杂的供水系统。Barren 也指无效的或者是无用的。例如 ,the artist became depressed during his barren years. 这位艺术家在他无法创作的那几年变得很沮丧。
Today we are learning about things to do in Indonesia beyond Bali, beyond this popular tourist destination. If you fly just an hour, a plane can land you on Flores. And if you continue, you can go to the Komodo Dragon Park, the Komodo National Park, which was declared a World Heritage Site. And if you go during the dry season, it might be a little bit barren, not much there, but it's still very interesting, and we will find out more of what Linda and her husband did in the second part of our article today.
Beyond Bali. Our first stop was Rinsa, home to about 1,300 Komodo dragons. The warnings were clear. Stay with your park guide. Don't wander off the path.
keep 5 meters away from the dragons. As we explored, we came across many Komodo dragons and even tracked one as it lumbered along. From Rinsa, we sailed west and anchored near Komodo Island. The next morning, we toured the island on foot. Again, we came across lots of wildlife, dragons, deer, and water buffalo. And in one valley, many cockatoos flew about, filling the air with raucous calls.
Sounds like Linda and her husband were having an interesting time so far. We read our first stop was Rinsa, home to about 1,300 Komodo dragons. Wow. Seems like maybe they'd be hiding in the bushes. You never know where these Komodo dragons might be. I said 1,300. Is there another way to say that number, Carolyn?
There is. You could also say it is home to 1,300 Komodo dragons. So there are many ways to read that number in English.
That's right. And we find out that this is home to these Komodo dragons. That means they're comfortable there. This is where they're used to. They're home. This place is home to Komodo dragons. Well, Linda says the warnings were clear. And what were the warnings?
The warnings were, stay with your park guide. Don't wander off the path. Keep 5 meters away from the dragons. So very, very clear warnings, because Komodo dragons are very dangerous animals.
That's right. Well, 5 meters. I am about 6 feet. That's about 2 meters. I think maybe 2.5 times my height. You know, Carolyn, that doesn't really seem very far away. I mean, I wouldn't want to be that close to the dragons.
I think I would try to stay more than 5 meters away from the Komodo dragons.
That's right. You do want to be careful around these Komodo dragons. Well, Linda continues, as we explored, we came across many Komodo dragons and even tracked one as it lumbered along. Well, I would definitely want the tour guide there with me if I was doing that. Let's take a look at that word. It is lumber. And if something is lumbering along, that means it's moving along, but I get kind of a sense of maybe something is heavy or kind of awkward. It's not smooth. It's kind of lumbering along. How might you use that word?
Yes, this word lumber does mean that something very heavy is moving slowly, perhaps not very smoothly, and a lot of times I think of maybe an elephant would lumber along if it's not running, just walking side to side. It kind of lumbers.
That's right. It lumbers along. If you talk about a human, you might say they trudge somewhere, T-R-U-D-G-E. But usually I think of animals, big, heavy animals, as lumbering along. Well, we're talking about these Komodo dragons, and I think it would be very interesting to see some in the wild and even maybe track some as they lumber along, but I wouldn't want to get too close. How does the article continue, Carolyn?
Well, we see from Rinsa, we sailed west and anchored near Komodo Island. So they left the island of Rinsa and anchored near Komodo Island. So another one of the islands, and we see this word anchored, and it means that they must have taken a boat. Mm-hmm. They took a boat from one island to the other and anchored at Komodo Island. Can you explain this word a little more, Gabe?
Yeah, anchor. Usually I think of it as a noun. A big ship might have an anchor, and you toss it into the ocean, and then it keeps the ship steady. It keeps it there. It is anchored. But of course, here we see it as a verb. They sailed west and anchored near Komodo Island. So it's the same idea. They're stopping at a place so that they're stable and not moving. The ship is not moving. It is anchored.
That's right. And we continue. The next morning, we toured the island on foot. So they walked around the island on foot, not taking a car or any other form of transportation. Do you think this is a good way to see the island, Gabe?
Actually, that's a good question. And yeah, I think it's a great way to see the island because then you're not going too quickly. You can catch more things. You won't miss as many things. So they're going on foot. Well, we continue. Again, we came across lots of wildlife, dragons, deer, and water buffalo. And then what happened next? Well, we came across lots of wildlife. So these are some words we want to talk about. When you come across something, that means you encounter it. Maybe you didn't plan on it. Maybe you did, but it crossed your path. How might you use that phrase?
Well, you might say, I came across some amazing food when I was traveling on Komodo Island. Or, I came across a very interesting creature when I was hiking in the woods.
That's right. Or I might say, I came across an interesting newspaper article about the Komodo National Park. So you can come across different things in different ways. Well, our article continues, in one valley, many cockatoos flew about, filling the air with raucous calls. Yes, cockatoos can be described as ruckus. Carolyn, have you seen cockatoos before?
Well, I have in a zoo, and they are very noisy. They make these raucous calls, and raucous just means to be very, very loud and noisy. It's really not a pleasant sound.
That's right, and raucous is a good word to know from our word bank. It's a good word to describe these cockatoos as well. It's kind of annoying, an annoying noise. So cockatoos definitely make annoying noises, especially when there are many of them flying about.
That's right. Well, today we have something very special. We have some pictures that Linda and her husband took while they were on Komodo Island at this national park. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 lumber 这个动词。我们学过 lumber 当名词是指木材，但在这里是当动词，意思是指缓慢的移动。例如 the lumbering truck slowed down the traffic， 这部缓慢前进的卡车让交通变缓慢了。或者是 the elephants lumbered across the plain in herds， 大象成群缓慢地越过平原。所以我们看的是 raucous 这个形容词。Ruckus 是指刺耳的、沙哑的或者是喧闹的。例如 ,you can hear the ruckus cries of seabirds even from a long distance. 即使在很远之处你都可以听见海鸟吵杂的叫声。或者是 ,sudden ruckus laughter woke me up in the middle of the night. 在晚上一阵突如其来的笑声把我吵醒了。And now, back to our lesson.
Well, we've definitely learned about some interesting scenery and interesting animals in this lesson today. And we, of course, talked all about Komodo dragons yesterday. I am curious how you would feel being up close to a Komodo dragon. Would you like that experience, Carolyn?
Well, I think that if I went with a group of people and had a good guide, and we all followed these very clear rules, then I would love to go and see Komodo dragons in the wild. What about you, Gabe?
Yeah, I think so too. I would definitely want to have a guide there who knew what he was doing and who understood these creatures. Because, as you learned yesterday, if you even have any kind of blood on you, if you have a cut or something, maybe the Komodo dragons can smell that. They can smell the scent of blood for a far distance, a long distance away. So be careful if you are going to visit and see these Komodo dragons. Well, we do hope that you come back next time and learn more about Linda and her husband's experiences beyond Bali. Next time, here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
I can't bear the clothes. I can't do the same things at the same times every day. The widow eats by bell. She goes to bed by bell. She gets up by bell. I can't live that way.Can we go back to being pirates?
Tom saw his chance.
Well, No, we can't be pirates anymore because everybody knows about it. But we're starting a new gang. We're going to be robbers. But Huck, we can't let you into the gang if you aren't high class.
Can't let me in, Tom? Didn't you let me become a pirate?
Yes, but that's different. A robber is more high class than a pirate is, usually. In most countries, they're really high up. Lords and sirs and things.
Tom, you've always been my friend. You wouldn't shut me out, would you?
Huck, I wouldn't want to, and I don't want to. But what would people say? They'd say, Tom Sawyer's gang. Some low-class people in it. They'd mean you, Huck. You wouldn't like that, and I wouldn't.
Huck was silent for a time. At last he said,
Well, I'll go back to the widow's for a month and see if I can bear it. If you'll let me belong to the gang, Tom.
All right, Huck. That's fair. Come along, old fellow, and I'll ask the widow to be a bit less hard on you.
Will you, Tom? That's good. If she'll be a bit easier on some of the harder things, I'll get through. When are you going to start the gang and be robbers?
Oh, at once. We'll get the boys together and have the initiation tonight, perhaps.
Have what?
Have the initiation.
What's that?
It's swearing to stick together and never tell the gang's secrets, even if you're cut to pieces. Kill anybody that hurts one of the gang.
That's fine, Tom.
Yes, and the swearing must be done at midnight, in the most frightening place you can find. A haunted house is best, but they're all torn down now.
Well, midnight's good, Tom.
Yes, and you've got to swear over a grave and write it in blood.
That's it, Tom. Much better than being pirates. I'll stay with the widow as long as I can, Tom. And if I get famous as a robber, I expect she'll be proud she gave me a home.